And we're going to get the cheer squad up here to introduce Reverend Dr. Kelly Murphy Mason. And we're going to move on, and then we'll come back to dancers. Because we can always adjust, right?
Cheer squad. Many thanks to the amazing supporters and organizers who made this event possible today in Wellesley. I know how much work you put into this, and I am so pleased and proud to be part of the Wellesley Women's Initiative with you all. On a recent trip to my local supermarket, I saw they had dressed up the floral shop there and arranged springtime flowering plants just starting to bloom on a display table where a sign emblazoned with a giant pink rose declared, "Celebrate International Women's Day with flowers, Sunday, March 8th. And that, of course, brings us to today. Now, flowers are both necessary in nature and lovely in their own right, and I am probably as big a fan of flowers as anyone. But they're not the way I want to celebrate International Women's Day in 2020. Instead, I want to celebrate it in the company of women and girls and the female identified and their boosters, because at the start of a new decade, in a milestone year, we have a lot to acknowledge by way of our progress and achievement, and also a lot to anticipate in the fairer world we are working to build together. A lot is still in bud these days. In 2020, the United Nations announced that the theme for this International Women's Day is Generation Equality, Realizing Women's Rights. Earlier in the month, UN Women issued a report that described lagging progress toward gender equality worldwide and hard-won historic gains coming under threat. While we can always presume a measure of backlash, we cannot become complacent about it. The good news is, there is a truly global feminism emerging in stronger force. In 2018, when I participated in the Parliament of World Religions in Toronto, I was encouraged to see an international and multi-faith coalition working together to raise awareness about the imperative for greater gender justice everywhere. These days, women's rights are more accurately portrayed as human rights. While women are the majority of the world's population, in every other sense, they are minorities. They account for only a quarter of representatives in seat of government and only a quarter of news items in all media outlets. Far too often, women are neither seen nor heard, let alone respected. UN Women called on people across all lines of division to band together to confront sexist behaviors, enlist male allies, support female activists, expose discrimination, challenge sexist stereotypes, share women's experiences, and advocate for gender parity in social, political, economic, and cultural domains. We can always do better on these things, can't we? All of us here holding this inaugural town-wide celebration of International Women's Day are doing our part to increase the visibility of women and to show regard for them, too. As a girl, I was raised in a patriarchal religious tradition that did not consider women potential leaders. When I entered late adolescence, I recognized that it would not be possible for me to stay in that tradition as an adult because my patience with it had already been exhausted. So I became involved in a progressive faith movement that allowed me to claim my spiritual authority and occupy public positions like the one I hold now. This morning, I had the privilege of preaching on a moving manifesto titled, "We Should All Be Feminists." Perhaps you've read it. If you haven't, I commend it to you. Indeed, I believe we should all be feminists. for our own sake and for the sake of generations to come who deserve to have women's rights realized. A couple of weeks ago, I watched a television documentary called Ms. Americana. It traced the path that led music mogul and pop sensation Taylor Swift to take a public political stance and to stop feeling muzzled, as she put it. As feminism teaches us time and again, the personal is political and vice versa. Sitting on her couch at home, Taylor told the documentary filmmaker, "I'm trying to deprogram the misogyny in my own brain. Toss it out, reject it, resist it. There's no such thing as someone who's bossy, there's just a boss." As soon as she issued that declaration, though, she started apologizing for getting on her soapbox. Then she apologized for apologizing. And sitting on my couch in my home, watching her grow visibly confused, I suddenly started to sob, registering both her anguish and my own intimate familiarity with it. "Sorry," Taylor said. "Was I loud in my own house that I bought with the songs that I wrote about my own life?" People, meet Ms. Americana. Too many women today are asked to pay too massive a penalty for simply being too much themselves. When will that end? I hope to God soon, because honestly, I am losing all ability to tolerate the stifling and shrinking and silencing of any of us, either here in the US or elsewhere. The best way to celebrate International Women's Day is for us to gather together in sisterhood and solidarity and make a joyful noise to be heard as well as seen. Sing our songs and tell our stories and be known finally as the fullest version of ourselves. I don't want flowers today. I want to witness girls and women in all their fabulous femaleness flourishing.